Hey, this is Jeff Jarrett, the King of the Mountain, and you're listening to WNS Podcast.
You are now listening to the official Wrestling News Source podcast. For all of your wrestling information, go to WrestlingNewsSource.com or find us on Facebook by searching WrestlingNewsSource.com or WNS Podcast. You can also follow us on YouTube, Twitter, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Now, here are your hosts, Daniel Herron and Tyler Hebert.
That's right. What's up, everyone? I am Daniel Herron.
I'm Tyler Hebert.
And welcome to episode 549 of the official podcast for WrestlingNewsSource.com. For all your information, go to WrestlingNewsSource.com. Check us out on Facebook, WrestlingNewsSource.com. You can find us on Facebook, WNS Podcast, on YouTube, WNS Video, and on iTunes by searching Wrestling News Source Podcast.
Okay, here I go.
Good luck. You got this. I believe in you.
We're on
Stitcher.
Amazon Music, not Stitcher. No, Amazon Music. Amazon. Oh, my God. I haven't done this in a while. Spotify and Amazon Music, just search Wrestling News Source Podcast. Still to this day, I want to say the others.
Yeah, I mean, you still can. It just might not be accurate.
Exist. Yeah. Stitcher doesn't exist.
Stitcher. So welcome to the show. Got stuff to talk about. Going to cover WWE. We'll talk a little bit about SummerSlam coming up. AEW. Maybe even some TNA. Hot topics and more.
I feel like out of everything we're going to talk about, and I know it sounds weird.
Everything.
I think I'm more excited to talk about the whole TNA NXT thing.
So. NXTNA, if you will.
NXTNA. They were chanting that, too.
Yeah.
I think that's cool.
All right. So, welcome to the show. Tyler, how you doing?
I'm here.
Yeah.
Good and bad stuff.
I know that feeling.
Yeah, you know that, too.
I'm right there with you, man.
Sorry, everyone. Our schedules have been hectic. I know this has been, like, the first episode in a month.
How many times must we apologize, Tyler?
Every single time we do it.
Look, tune in next month.
This is our guys' night thing, and you know we like doing it. You know,
well, we do it.
We do it.
We do it hard.
We do it hard. We go hard in the paint.
That's right.
but no, like I say every time, we still appreciate who listens to this. And
thanks for tuning in. It's
really cool.
Thanks for supporting the website.
Yes.
Thanks for supporting the podcast.
Mm-hmm. We're just two dudes. Normal dudes.
Chilling in a hot tub.
Chilling in a hot tub
five
together.
5 feet apart.
5 feet apart.
Because we're not gay.
Touching tips.
Whoa!
Sorry. Just nicked it with your steak knife. No. But, no. Okay, so, you know, it's just basically work. But I just got a tattoo.
Yeah, you did.
A few days ago.
Looks good.
It's in honor of my dad.
Yeah.
And it's really cool.
I like the design. Looks really good.
And
idea was good.
Heck yeah. I like how it looks. I like where it's placed.
Mm-hmm.
All that stuff. And until the next tattoo, I should say.
Got two down.
It's going to be... Okay, so we've talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
So far, I have planned in my head four. But I will consider a fifth one.
Yeah.
If me and you come up with like a good one.
I'm waiting.
I know. I'm the picky one. I really am. Because you come up with some good ones. I'm like... and stuff like that, and I apologize. Yeah. I don't know. I'm very picky, but so I'm still down to do it.
For the listeners out there, if Tyler and I, would it be matching or would it be like a pair?
Now that I don't know. I'm not for sure.
Because that's where the disconnect comes.
Yeah.
Where it's like, okay, we could do a matching tattoo or we could do like a, you know, like the one I suggested was like a Sub-Zero and Scorpion or Vegeta and Goku or something like that. You know, Mario Luigi, not necessarily Mario Luigi because that implies that one's inferior than the other. I mean, let's be honest. It's true.
No, I got you. I got you.
Player one, player two kind of situation. Yeah. So, like, what's something that you and I bond over aside
from... We bond over a lot of different things.
Wrestling, comics, and whatnot.
Yeah.
Vidgy games.
Yeah, there's a lot, you know? And I don't know. Because a lot of stuff's been going on in life, so we talked about it, and I kind of dropped it, and I've been thinking about it, so... But now, that's still on the table. Like, I'm going to get the four that I want, and then it may take us a while, but that's still on the table that I want to happen.
Pokemon. Dragon Ball.
Yeah, there's so many things that we do like, so... Shit, I don't know. Wrestling, comics,
or we could do
anime.
We could do a microphone for the podcast.
Yeah, that'd be representative of the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We got we come up with a draft.
Yeah.
Is that a draft? I don't know. I have to see it. I have to visualize it.
Visualize and attack.
Good spot and attack it. yeah. attack the shit out of it. So I don't know. So in the future, it is going to happen for sure. I'm not giving up on it.
Or we'll just go one day randomly to some tattoo parlor that does a you get what you get, and that'll just be the tattoo that we get.
I don't want that.
That'll be our, our trauma bond. We're like, oh, shit.
This is the random one.
We gotta deal with this tattoo, yeah. and that's what we got.
Yeah, I got this tattoo. I don't really like it, but this is for my friend. He got one, too. He don't like it.
Yeah.
It's for me.
Well, that's what my wife did. She went one day and did one of the gumball tattoos.
I want to say, yeah, you did show me, right?
Yeah. It's a little rocket ship on her ribs. But what was funny is when she did it, she got two. And normally you're supposed to just get one, but for whatever reason, it gave her two, so she had the option to choose.
Oh.
So, not too bad.
I'm not big into random. Like, either I want to have a meaning or something that I really, truly like.
Yes, I want mine to have a special meaning or a story to tell or
I've seen this
like
guy, and I don't know if he likes all this. I think he did. It's just like, it wasn't even a sleeve. It was like all over his body, just random ones all over.
Yeah.
I'm like, to each their own. You know, I respect
it's
that.
Fine
it's not
if
something
you
want to
do it.
I don't want that. Yeah, it's not for me.
Not on my body. Like, I want mine to tell a story and have a special meaning. Like, got the Legend of Zelda Triforce tattooed on my chest because that was the first one because I've always been a big Zelda fan. And that's another thing you and I, share a bond with. And plus, it was kind of small. All things considered, it's kind of small. So I'd be like, okay, that's my first one. Get used to it, whatever. And then I decided for my second one to make it a love letter. And my wife and I agreed no names, if we ever got tattoos for one another, and so that's what mine is. It's
an amazing
huge piece
tattoo
on my arm, but it's a love letter to her.
Yeah.
And so the third one that I'm getting, which I've already put the deposit down, is going to be a tribute to Gorillaz, which is my all-time favorite band. I'm a huge fan of music, and whatever I was thinking that one random day in 2001 when I first heard Clint Eastwood for the first time on MTV, I was like, this is my band.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be it. I'm riding with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been riding with them ever since. So I'm like, okay.
That was the same for me. That was my first tattoo for my favorite band on my left inner forearm. So.
Yeah. So I'm going to get it on my left arm. And I've already thought about if I wanted to add a Daft Punk tattoo. Ooh. Somewhere down the line.
Hell yeah.
I talked to my mom about maybe getting one that represents her, myself, and my sister. Because we always called ourselves the Three Musketeers. So, I was like, we could do, three swords, crossing,
Yeah.
So, my mom said that she would do it only if I can convince my sister, who is afraid of needles. So, good luck with that. luck. We'll have to see how that turns out. And then, so Daft Punk, Three Swords, and then if you and I get something. And then I want to do one for my dogs as well.
Yeah.
So, because I feel like you got to get the pups,
What's funny is that first one I have of the band, I like. It is has the initials of the band, and in the middle of it is the one of the album covers.
Mm-hmm.
And because it says DM for Depeche Mode, a lot of people are like, oh, is that your kid's initials? I'm like, nope.
Nope.
You're not going to get your kid's initials or your wife? And I was like, no.
Kids, maybe. Wife, nah.
I was like, it's my body. I do what I want.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's your money. You use it when you need it.
I call JJ Wentworth.
Don't say that number, though. yeah. So more tattoos in the future for both of us.
Yeah.
And, so did you show your mom in person or did you send her a picture?
Okay. So,
like you said, it's a tribute to your father. Yeah. And it's a wonderful piece. So what was her reaction to it?
So I got done with that and I went home. It was late at night.
First off, sorry to cut you off. Did she know you were getting it before she saw it?
She knew I was going to get it, but she didn't know when. This was when I got this tattoo, it was 2 years ago, I was telling her I want a tattoo about my dad.
Mm-hmm.
So she just didn't know when. So it was 2 years ago. She didn't know what I
was getting. So at this time when you were getting it, she didn't know you had gone to the tattoo
I lied to her. Because it was...
lying to your mom.
I called her when I was coming home. I was like, hey, I need... want to come over. Well, first of all, it was like 9:30 at night, and I was like, hey, you still up? She goes, yeah. And she goes, what are you doing? I was like, oh, I was just coming back from the store.
I was the like, tattoo hey. Store.
Yeah. I was like, I'm
fresh out of ink.
I was like, if you can give me about 30 minutes, if you're going to stay up, I would like to come by and show you something that I got that's pretty cool. And she's like, okay, cool. Yeah, so went home, got my whole family. I came over, hid my arm behind my back mm-hmm. because my wife's brother drew this up.
Mm-hmm.
I told designed her what I it, wanted. Yeah, designed it. And so she told her, you know, that her brother did, and we want something to honor my dad. Mm-hmm. So then I showed her that, and she was, that was like the coolest thing. She loved it so much.
Good.
Just couldn't get over it. And then I didn't post anything until the next day because I still wanted to show my sister before mm-hmm. I put on social media or anything like that because I didn't want her like, oh, you know, you didn't come show me.
Right.
So the next day we showed her, and then later on that night, on that day, and then I posted it.
Very cool.
And she loved it too.
And if you want to see the tattoo for yourself, you can go to Tyler's Instagram page, abear_mode.
Yep.
And you can check it out for yourself, a tribute to his father. It's a wonderful tattoo. Go and check it out. You owe it to yourself. And if you want to see my tattoo, the big love story, it's on my Instagram page, I believe, as well, @drh_pro.
Freaking awesome.
It's very, very awesome. Colorful.
Yeah, it is.
And what's funny is I actually got to tell the story of what it was about, and I hid the hidden hand while I was telling the story. And so, like, when I got to the reveal of that it's a love letter for my wife, I peeled the hand. I peeled my fingers away from the hand to reveal it, and they're like, "Oh my god! Like I didn't even see that." Like, so it's always a cool like,
yeah.
And that's what I wanted. I wanted it to be a piece that you know, when you see it from a distance, you're like, "Oh wow, that's a really lovely piece." But then whenever you hear the story behind it, it mm-hmm. adds to it.
Oh yeah.
And so the person that I told it to, like, they showed me their arms and like goosebumps. Literally had goosebumps. So I'm like, yes.
It's beautiful, man. It's the beautiful tattoo, beautiful
very colorful
story.
Yes.
It's just
and as all is wrapped yours.
Up. It's just awesome.
Yeah. Go get tattoos, folks.
Go get tattoos.
If you want. If you have the money.
Yeah, you don't have to. What's
only
funny,
do it if you have the money. And if you want it.
Mostly everyone at work was like, oh, it's awesome. Then one lady was like, oh, it's a waste of money. I'm like, sure, why not?
Okay. You should have been like, yeah, it's a tribute to my father.
I guess that's a waste because I told my kids they got it too, and it's a waste of money. I was like, okay, good for you. And I walked off.
Bitch.
I said, bitch.
Did someone say, little bitch? Who's got papers for me?
Welcome to the tattoo podcast.
Who's got papers?
Who's got papers?
Freshly inked.
Yeah.
With the podcast.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about WWE. We might not do like a match by match kind of thing because there's a lot that's been going on in the world that not even just in the wrestling world, like the political world.
Oh my god.
The craziness. We'll save that for after the show to talk about. You're welcome. But CM Punk supposedly looking for a long-term future with WWE.
I think, okay, putting my feelings aside
mm-hmm.
of the whole situation that went to AEW and like just him in general and just saying fuck you to his face. Mm-hmm. I think he would probably be a positive for NXT.
Yeah, helping out backstage?
Yep.
For sure. I think that there has been talks of trying to negotiate a return for AJ Lee. Supposedly,
Cole, I guess.
One of the wrestlers in NXT and posted, it was like, I've been working with CM Punk. We're trying to get her to come back. So I'm curious if that's one of the...
The Cora Jade, one of the things. That's good friends.
Is Cora. Yes. Yeah. So
which is cool. I mean, I guess I don't know. I mean, I don't know how she would be. I mean, it's been
gotta
a while.
Gotta shake off the ring rust for sure. But I know that she helped Punk kind of get back into ring shape whenever he joined WWE. So, you know, she could always keep up with her training or train privately with Punk and get back into ring shape.
Because let's face it, and I know this is going to sound cocky, like him being on the main roster, giving his runs and have people he wants to wrestle against, and that's good, but it's just a matter of time before that motherfucker gets hurt again.
Well, sure. I mean, injuries are a part of the business and all that.
Since he came back, he's got a lot.
Yeah. But he's now officially cleared. He will be facing Drew McIntyre at SummerSlam, SummerFest.
SummerFest.
Yes. I don't know. Like, I feel like, of course, CM Punk would say, yeah, I want to be here for a long time because AEW not going to take him back and TNA can't afford him. New Japan couldn't afford him and probably don't want him. So it's like, what other option do you have? Yeah, so, of course, you got to come up and hype WWE, you know, and I'm not trying to sound negative here, but like, I'm trying to think realistically.
I'm like, let's just get him off TV for the main roster, do his thing, and just put him in NXT. He could be like maybe like a general manager or something.
Yeah, HBK, he can help Shawn Michaels out, be sort of a trainer, sort of like the William Regal role before he left, you know.
Which I'm fine with that. Back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good spot because, you know, he likes to help out.
Yeah.
I think, for the most part.
I mean, no, it really does look like he likes to help out
mm-hmm.
the younger talent and stuff.
Yeah. So, yeah, so on to bigger and better things, hopefully, for CM Punk. Bobby Lashley, MVP, and Tamina have been reportedly removed from the WWE's internal roster.
Did Tamina retire?
I don't know.
That's what
I wouldn't be surprised, but
she had bad knees.
Yeah, she did have some bad knees. It's all those splashes she did off the top rope.
Yeah.
But, man, I'm kind of surprised at the Bobby Lashley one because it seemed like they were just like they were trying to get the stuff going with
Street Profits.
Street Profits, thank you. Almost said Private Party. I was like, I know it's not Private Party, but with Street Profits, and then did he get hurt or he was just taken off TV
I think
one
he
day?
Got taken off TV, I thought.
And then that was it. And MVP has said that he's, you know, going to be appearing elsewhere soon. So, you know, best of luck to them.
I don't see them going to AEW.
No, I don't think so. I wouldn't be surprised if Bobby Lashley goes back to TNA. Because, I mean, he was
so fucking weird. Because TNA has a relationship with WWE.
Yeah. So, I mean, that would make sense.
Yeah.
He
can show up in NXT. They're not going to. People, the old WWE people, I don't know.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, you're good.
But no, some people are like, oh, man, they can get Shelton, MVP, and Bobby Lashley to do a Hurt Business thing in some sort of organization.
They need Cedric, though.
Yeah. Well, it's a matter of time before. I mean, they're not doing shit with him. Mm-mm. They put him with that Adonis guy that was part of Hit Row, and they haven't done shit.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. They had a promo, and I remember their first promo, and they were like, not really getting along, but they were kind of getting along and stuff. But now they're just like, they're like jobbers and stuff. I know someone has to have that role, but God damn, y'all have dropped the ball on Cedric.
There have been a lot of wrestlers over the past few years that they've just kind of like dropped the ball.
And I get each company does that.
Yeah.
They really do.
Everyone's guilty of it. Yeah. So got to do what you got to do, I suppose.
Yeah. But the Hurt Business, so much potential, man.
Yeah.
Dominant faction.
Could have.
That was Triple H. Not Triple H. That was Vince.
That was towards the end of Vince.
I don't like groups. Let's get rid of this shit.
That's definitely going to be one of those what if
for sure
scenarios down in the line. You know,
so fucking dominant.
Like, what if Bray Wyatt beat John Cena at WrestleMania 30 or Miro or I say Miro, Rusev? You know, just one of those dang, like, this was a wasted opportunity.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because, like, the Hurt Business, like you said, had so much potential, so much promise, and then it just fell off. And then they broke them up, and it's like, what are you guys doing?
Yep.
So, I don't know.
One thing I'm not for sure of right now, and I know someone has to be in this role, but I'm jumping into the Wyatt Six.
I was just about to ask you what you thought about the Wyatt Six.
It's still early to tell, but the one thing I do not like is Gable with the Creed brothers just form. You would think they'll be super dominant trio.
Yep.
Yet they're gonna be fed to the Wyatt Six. I don't like that. I know someone has to be in that role, but I don't.
There's gotta be someone.
Three guys that are amateur wrestlers should be fucking dominant.
Yeah. And the thing that like kills me about it is that they debuted by attacking Bo Dallas the previous week, right? And so we never got like a promo for him. We never got like a vignette of here's what happened. They didn't even like show clips of
they just Chad. Came together in a ring.
Yeah, like because for weeks they showed them like backstage in the distance talking to one another, mm-hmm. but there was never any real interaction between them, except for maybe like once or twice backstage. And so it was just like, okay, all of a sudden they're there, they're in a group. They're called Alpha Academy 2.
Is that what they're calling them?
For the moment.
No.
So it's like...
That's what they said on TV? Or is that what people online saying that?
I think that's what they called them on Raw this past week.
Weird.
So, I might be wrong on that. But, yeah, it's... Like you said, someone's got to be fed to the Wyatt Six. They have to do a story. Because otherwise, like, where do you go?
I guess they need to have someone who is dominant they can like take down. Not instead of, like, weak-ass... characters, I guess.
Yeah, you don't because you don't want to feed them to like Tozawa and Otis, you know, with Gable. Yeah, so like, yeah. I get it, but
I don't like it.
Y'all could have they could have made that move weeks ago mm-hmm. to establish the Creed brothers with Gable. Then you have them be fed. Mm-hmm. You know, like that could have been it.
Yep.
Or at least show like something where Gable's like, okay, well, guys, I've had enough trying to like reach out to you guys. I'm gonna find someone else. He finds the Creed brothers, and they're like, let's talk. Then he gets attacked by the Wyatts, and they're like, yeah, dude, you need backup.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're wise, and you could help us out.
Just look at the shit that he did with Gunther.
Yeah.
How awesome, and now he's going to this.
That's another what if, man. Because, like, he went with Sami Zayn instead of Chad Gable, who, like, I love Sami Zayn to death, but, like, that was Chad Gable's time.
Yeah.
And they didn't pull the trigger.
I rather them... fed Sammy to the Wyatt Six.
That would have been fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the whole inner story with Jey Uso as well, like with the whole Fireflies thing, like that would have been fine. You could have had Sammy and Jey Uso. Mm-hmm. Those are two credible names that you could, you know, and yeah. you don't want to like bury main event Jey Uso or the Intercontinental Champion, but uh-oh. If he's not the Intercontinental Champion at the time, because you gave it to Gable instead, you know. Who knows?
I know there's a lot of characters you have to keep apart, not let certain characters touch.
But
there's some that you can.
I guess there's also, since the Wyatt Six are getting such a positive reaction from the crowd, you kind of have to feed them to a heel yeah. team, I guess.
Do you? I mean, since they're getting that reaction, but we don't know what they are.
Yeah.
We know what the crowd wants them to be.
Well, the crowd is hot for them.
Going into that, I don't even know where they're going to go. And, like, let's just be honest with you. Like, Vince always cut the feet out underneath yeah. Bray and the Wyatts, like, constantly.
Yeah.
They had a new form of them every so often. It's like, oh, this is this traction with this. It's going to be good. And Vince just cut that shit. So we never got the biggest version of the Wyatts we could have. We got good yeah. moments, yes. The Wyatts versus the Shield, that was a good match.
Mm-hmm.
And there's probably some other stuff, but, like, man, I remember.
I still remember the Monday Night Raw where the Shield were on one end of the ring and the Wyatt family were on the other, and the crowd just lost their mind.
That was huge.
Like, it was amazing.
Yeah.
And, like, their feuds was great. But, yeah, like, where is this Wyatt Six going now, and how much leg room are they given to stretch it out? Because eventually the crowd's gonna be like, okay, like, music is still playing that one note and you're still coming out with your VHS tapes to show us who you are, and okay, eventually you're gonna have to fight somebody. Because
they're going slow with this, which
it is a slow burn.
Yeah, for sure.
And you know, you have to break that stigma that WWE was like a week to week
shit,
everything's changing.
The last time we had Bray, when Bray and Uncle Howdy and all that stuff, mm-hmm. I know there were setbacks, but damn, that was fucking slow.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, WWE here in the last couple of years has certainly slowed down in their storytelling. You know, you've got champions holding the belts much longer. You've got interconnecting storylines, like with Judgment Day, Sami Zayn and the Usa, you know, Gunther and all that. So it's kind of like, yeah, you kind of have to retrain your mind to be like, okay, they're telling a long game story. Like, be patient, sort of like how we were with AEW when they first started, because we were so conditioned to WWE where it was like week to week to week to week, you know, everything is changing.
Yes.
You know, you have a feud. 1 month later, the feud's over. We're moving on to someone else. Okay, let's do this. And that's going to change in 3 weeks. And then we're going to do this, you know. Whereas when AEW first formed, it was kind of like, oh, God, this is taking forever, because there were only four pay-per-views a year. So they're heading to slow build. And now WWE is slowing down as well in their storytelling. Mm-hmm. So, but they're making it compelling. So, you know, we've got, you know, the whole Judgment Day scenario. You've got the Bloodline scenario. You've got the Wyatt Six scenario.
Don't want any of those groups to touch.
Yeah. And so, you know, how do you work around all of that?
With the other pieces that are on the board, other wrestlers, mm-hmm. have to move them around.
Other champions. Yeah. And
you got to move the other people around those groups,
mm-hmm.
because you don't ever want those groups to touch.
Don't touch.
Don't touch. Don't touch tips. I'm trying to think of other stuff that's going on.
Stories.
I mean, you have Logan Paul and mm-hmm. LA Knight stuff still going on, yeah. right?
And the Punk, Drew McIntyre, Seth Rollins mm-hmm. triangle of doom. So, like, they're telling a lot of good stories. Like, WWE yeah. is probably the hottest it's been in a very long yeah. time. You know, every week you're like, okay, I gotta tune in and see what's going on. So, like, it's certainly compelling TV. It's entertaining. I saw one comparison, though, that Monday Night Raw, not this week, but the last week, had less wrestling time, like bell to bell, in their 3-hour program than the 59-minute, 58-second match between Will Ospreay and MJF. So it's like that one match had more wrestling in it than the entire 3 hours of Monday Night Raw the prior week.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Which, by the way, that match was insane.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good, very good TV television.
Oh, yeah.
Television match.
AEW does good. They'll have their big pay-per-view matches on TV every mm-hmm. so often, which is cool because you don't really get that with WWE.
Yeah. Get Blood and Guts tonight as we record this on July 24th, yeah. Wednesday night. Few minutes before Dynamite.
Yeah.
So for those who are watching Monday Night Raw on a regular basis and you switch to the USA Network next week or this coming week, depending on when you listen to it, July 29th and or August 5th, it will not be on the USA Network. It will instead be on the Sci-Fi channel. So make sure to plan your DVRs and
yep.
plan accordingly because
yep.
It will not be on the USA. But let's look ahead into SummerSlam because it's a little over a week away from the time
what?
Of this recording.
What is it?
Recording. SummerFest.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Thank you, Jeremy.
So far.
Jeremy Piven.
Yes, you're welcome. So far, we have Drew McIntyre versus CM Punk.
Drew McInfart.
McInfart versus CM Skunk with Seth freaking Rollins as the special guest referee.
I feel like Punk needs to win. Yeah. But I want McIntyre to win.
Yeah. It's going to end in a double DQ as Rollins attacks both of them.
I'm fine with that. They can have a triple threat. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. Sami Zayn versus Braun Breaker for the Intercontinental title.
It's probably time for Braun to pick it up.
I originally thought it was going to be a triple threat with Dragunov, but they kind of wrote him out with an injury. So, yeah, I'm with, because I feel like Breaker would have pinned Dragunov, and that's yeah. how, you know, it's like, okay, well, we can get one more match out of Sammy and Braun, because it's like, oh, Sammy never lost the title. He, you know, Braun got it off of Ilya. But, yeah, I'm going with Braun Breaker to win that one. We have the U.S. title on the line, Logan Paul versus L.A. Knight. Yeah.
I know people are like, it's time for him to take off Logan, but part of me is like, keep it on Logan.
I feel like if they don't give it to LA Knight here, like that's it. That's it
really?
For LA Knight. Yeah. Like I don't think whoever, he might get a tag title, but I think that's going to be it. Because he built up to that superstardom to challenge Roman Reigns. They didn't pull the trigger then. Now he's going for the US title. If they don't pull the trigger here, then he's not getting it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It should be very telling how they treat LA Knight come SummerSlam. Yeah. Once SummerSlam is over, we'll have our answer. Bayley versus Nia Jax, WWE Women's Championship. And keep in mind, Tiffany Stratton still has the Money in the Bank contract. So she Bayley could be waiting in the wings. It. Bayley keeps it. Do you think Tiffy tries to cash in?
Yeah, but is unsuccessful. Like, they do a thing where she didn't really cash in, you know.
Unsuccessful, eh?
Well, I don't think where she's going to be like, they ring the bell and she's unsuccessful. I think she's going to try to, but don't do it in time.
An unsuccessful cash-in attempt.
Attempt, yeah.
Yeah.
But it didn't really count because, you know, the bell didn't ring or whatever.
This one's going to be personal. Rhea Ripley versus Liv Morgan for the WWE Women's World Championship. A lot of people have been saying that needs to be a ladder match for the custody of Dominic Mysterio.
Put him on a Dominic on a pole match.
Dom on a pole. Yes. Get up there and shake that thing.
Daddy Dom.
While mommy fights for your love. So he chose Rhea Ripley this week.
So before you say that, what was it? Damian's like, it's not hard. And Carlito's like, yeah, it looks pretty hard right there.
The little one-liners from Carlito has been pretty good.
Yeah.
I saw one meme that was like the picture of like Liv about ready to cry. And it was like, when you get him Dino Nuggies and a PS5 and they still choose someone else or still goes with the goth girl or something. It was pretty funny. I don't know where this one's going.
No, I don't know either.
I feel like Liv is going to win, and maybe Dom will be responsible for it.
To keep it going. Yeah. Because there's no point of finishing the story just yet.
Yeah.
Then where would you go?
Because like, he could be trying to help Rhea Ripley out and unintentionally cost her the match, or he could turn on Rhea Ripley and say, no, I want to be with Liv Morgan. And then she'd be like, well, I don't want you.
I want to be with my real wife in real life.
Right?
Because I'm married.
Like, dude, how's he pulling this? How did he get this story?
Yeah. Well, they've done that with people in the past. And it's like, he'll tell his wife, well, I have to kiss this girl. Well, when he kissed Liv, it was awkward.
She kissed him, and he was awkward. I don't want this at all. Did you see Rikishi's comments? Because, like, Jey Uso has, like, been teasing with Rhea Ripley. Like, hey, you know, give me a call or something like that. So Rikishi doesn't want Jey to be in a romantic storyline with Rhea Ripley because he's like, that's going to mess with his real-life marriage. I'm like, how many on-screen couples have we had on WWE program? Like, this would not be the first one.
Well, maybe for Jey.
For him, yeah, it would be his first one. But it's like, they're acting.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's an actor. They're characters, like, playing in a movie.
Yeah.
Like, they have love scenes, and they kiss. Like, it happens.
She dry humped me, okay?
whoa. First off, you sucked mine.
whoa.
Let's get the stories.
Let's get this straight. I didn't do anything.
let's get everything clear here. Yeah. Don't lick it. But, yeah, I mean, like, it's character work.
It's
not real emotions or whatever, you know. It happens. It's okay. All right. Just let it happen. Just relax. I don't know where that one's going to go. But Damian Priest versus Gunther, I am very much looking forward to this match.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I am very curious as to who's going to win this match. Because it really could go either way.
I'm going to be honest with you. I want Gunther to win.
I like Gunther
more than Damian.
Same, but I feel like Damian is like, they're trying to make him seem legit.
Yeah, for sure.
And yes, all of his matches have come at some sort of outside, whatever luck you might call it, to where he retained. Mm-hmm. And this could be the one where he just gets his ass handed to him.
I know how he's
going to
win. But he's going to shoot an invisible arrow at the screen, and then something's going to pop on the screen, and then Gunther's going to look at it, and then he's going to pin him 1, 2, 3. He's going to grab him from behind.
Oh.
And roll up. Roll up.
And submit. I think, like, I want Gunther to win.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, this is going to be a SummerSlam of title changes, basically.
Walter.
Gunther. Walter. Main event, Cody Rhodes versus Solo Sikoa for the undisputed WWE Universal Championship.
You don't think there's going to be no way in hell where Solo wins and gets it for a while and Cody gets it back? To make Solo more dominant. And then I don't know when they're going to bring Roman back.
Yeah. So, and I told myself before WrestleMania, I would be fine with Cody dropping the title against whoever at SummerSlam. Because for Cody, it's not about the title, it's about the chase.
Yeah.
For him. You know, he tells the stories, but now that his story has been finished, what does he do next? Yeah. Has he solidified himself as a top main event player? Yes. Is he one of the top draws? Yes. Mm-hmm. So does he need the title? Not necessarily. Does he need a good storyline? Yes.
Yeah.
So I think Solo winning would...
It would help him a lot.
It would help both guys more. And you could set up, whether it be Survivor Series or Royal Rumble, however long you want to hold off, that's when you do your Bloodline Civil War with the new Bloodline versus the old Bloodline.
The Avengers.
Basically.
Yeah.
And, you know, Cody could lose the title, have a couple rematches, you know, keeps getting screwed by the Bloodline, and then that's where Jimmy comes back, or Paul comes back, or, you know, even Roman Reigns comes back, and that could lead into that, to where they're trying to get the title off of Solo, and it's kind of like, who can get there first?
I think it'd be awesome for him to put that on Solo. It would really help him.
It would definitely help, but it's one of those where, like, okay, if you look at the history books, would Solo Sikoa be a good fit for that?
I mean, there's people in the past who weren't good fits for a while with the championship. Look at gender.
Yeah.
but why not? I think it would help. I think it'll help establish him more. And I don't see like Solo staying in the main event picture later on when they're done with Bloodline versus Bloodline stuff. But for now, yes. Also, going to the Bloodline stuff, it has been reported that Tama Tonga and Tongaloa, their brother Hikuleo, has signed. I don't know for sure, and I've read something, and this could be just false. That could be false, and this could be false. It's rumored that they're going to change his name.
Hmm.
Because this sounds ridiculous to me. Tala Tonga.
So many names.
Tala Tonga. I was like, okay. And so someone put online, we'll just get Hornswoggle to come back as a mini Umaga, and he can be Teeny Tonga.
Oh, God.
Someone said that, and it cracked me up. That's not going to really happen. But then also I thought saw something about, I think they're related to the Usos somehow, but they're called the Tonga Twins, these two girls. I don't know if they signed too. I'm like, okay, so you're getting,
we're just going to get the entire family
stuff,
involved.
But like, what are you going to do with them?
Yeah, once you're done with the story, it's like, where do you go
because
from there?
If they're not that great,
they'll go their separate ways eventually, and then the draft will happen, and then they'll disappear.
I'm going to tell you one that's going to be super successful.
Mm.
Jacob Fatu.
Oh, absolutely. And they've built him as such.
Yes. He is, and I think Solo's going to do great things too.
Yeah.
They're going to put Tama Tonga and Tongaloa as a tag team for a while, separate, you know, whatever. Or, hey, you know what they could do eventually? Have them team with the Good Brothers because they were in Bullet Club together.
Yeah.
I don't know. Have those two guys with the Good Brothers and AJ form like a, they probably won't say it, but a new version of the Bullet Club, which they're not going to say Bullet Club, but have their own name or
the
whatever.
OC.
The OC has expanded.
Can't call it the Gun Club. That's taken.
Gun Club.
Guns but up.
Now they're going to be so many Samoans.
That's a big family.
Oh, for sure.
And they're all wrestling. And there's one in Booker T's promotion, Reality of Wrestling.
That's Umaga's son.
Yeah.
Zilla Fatu, which I think, I could be wrong.
Still whoever, very green from my
understanding. That's what I was about to say, because it's still under a year he's been wrestling.
But you give him a year to train.
Yeah, don't give bring him, don't sign him yet. Give him some more time.
Yeah.
Just to have more Samoans in there. Like, no. Look.
No, we're good.
I think Solo's doing a good job honoring Umaga with his moveset and all that stuff. So I don't know.
Yep. So yeah, so that'll be interesting to see how SummerSlam plays out. Again, that'll be a week from Saturday. So coming up soon. We'll have to get together and watch it or something.
Hell yeah.
Over in AEW news, Buddy Matthews, remember him? He has re-signed with AEW.
I was shocked.
I was honestly pretty shocked too. I figured he would have wanted to go back to WWE when he had the chance and you know, be with his new wife.
I mean, Rhea Ripley. They would be put together.
Congratulations to those two.
Oh yeah, by the way, yeah, that's good. But like, if he's gone over,
where are they going to put him?
Yeah, and he's not going to get like a big push.
Yeah. He's fine where he is in the House of Black, because Malakai Black's contract has him with the company until 2025. So still a few months left, at least.
Yeah.
At the bare minimum, 5 months. It might be mid-2025, late-2025. We're not sure. But he is there for at least a while longer. As we did mention earlier, there was a international championship match between Will Ospreay and MJF. It went 59 minutes and 58 seconds. So I honestly, after a while, I was like, man, this is probably going to end up in a draw. And then with 2 seconds left, MJF gets the win and becomes the new international champion.
It's crazy.
It was insane. I loved the, you know how so after a match, whenever they win the title, they do the little photo shoot or whatever? Did you see his?
He has the
oxygen mask on. He's sitting in a chair. That was very funny.
Yeah.
Over on Collision, the Patriarchy defeated the Gun Club.
Jay's hurt.
Yeah, so he's out. He's out of action. And the Patriarchy became Trios champions.
But her kill switches hurt.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, dang. We're going to have to do this all over again.
But I think he can still wrestle.
Protected.
I guess.
Interesting. Tony Khan confirmed that the Bryan Danielson Swerve Strickland match at All in London will be the final major match for Danielson as a full-time wrestler. Now, he still intends to wrestle part-time, but as a full-time competitor, this will be his final countdown.
Is he going to have ring rust?
Who?
Danielson.
Ring rust for what?
Wrestling every now and then, not like...
I don't think so. I mean, if you think about it, for the most part, a lot of the AEW wrestlers wrestle part-time. You know, they'll have like a match, then they'll have a week or two of promos, and then they'll have a match another week. You know, so like, it's kind of, most of them are kind of like that already. Like, your Moxley's, sure. Your Darby's, sure.
When is All In or All Out, whatever?
It's coming up. Let's see. AEW All In 2024. Date August 25th.
Oh,
so a month away.
We're that fucking close.
So you could say we're in the final countdown.
Wow. They should actually put that. They should bring it back one more time.
Oh, I'm sure they will. Tony Khan will.
Yeah, I can fork out the bill a lot of money for that. Yeah. Yeah.
For his final major match. Yeah. Yes. Absolutely. He's going to. So yeah, man. What a career for Danielson. I want him to win. But that's never been his MO.
Yeah.
His MO is like having a wonderful match.
Yep.
And so, like,
this can do wonders for Swerve, man.
Yeah. I feel like Swerve would probably still hold on to the title.
Yeah.
But we'll see. We'll never know. As far as returns, we've got Sima Guevara and Ty Mello. They're training for their in-ring return after Ty had her baby and Sammy got hurt or suspended or both. I don't remember which. It's been a while.
No.
Yeah.
He had a tremendous match with Mop.
Mop. No, that was...
Broom.
No. That was Ricky Starks.
But they did have a tag match.
Get your wrestlers together.
Sammy and Ricky versus Mop and Broom.
Oh, that's right. Okay. And
right.
As we mentioned, Blood and Guts tonight on Dynamite, but if you're listening to this,
Guts
it's already happened.
Yep.
Must have been great. I sure hope it was. Yep. Over in TNA, Jeff Jarrett is open to reacquiring TNA.
Where the fuck did that come from?
If the opportunity were to arise.
Where the fuck did that come from?
When something's thriving and striving, baby, you got to cash in on
that. I think they're doing pretty good. I mean, I know they booted Scott D'Amore, which sucks.
Yes.
But they're all honoring him. Yeah. They all loved him and stuff. That's AEW needs to bring in.
They did Slammiversary this past week, yeah. And that was in a venue, I think, with 4,000 fans in attendance. They sold that arena out. Yeah. So it's insane to see WWE thriving. AEW's doing well. Oh, and back to AEW. It's rumored, not fully confirmed yet, but it was noticed that in the UK, AEW programming has been appearing on Max, which is leading people to speculate that AEW and Warner Brothers Discovery have reached terms, on paper at least, to extend their deal and possibly bring pay-per-views to the streaming platform Max. So if that's the case, I'm thrilled because I have Max, and I can go back and rewatch some.
I read an article that it's in the works for comic book wise DC and AEW crossover or something like that.
Hmm.
I don't know if that's true, but if it is, I'm down.
That'd be cool. Because I know they, for a short time, they did AEW and Street Fighter, but now currently on.
What? On the mobile?
No, on, remember they did those shirts and all that?
The limited edition. Yeah, because I got the unfortunate CM Punk one.
Yes. But I know for Street Fighter VI, they're now on WWE Supercard. So you can collect cards from there.
What?
On there. Yeah, you've been missing out on that.
Yeah, well, I've been obsessed with Marvel Snap.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I see where your alliances lie. So,
yeah, show me pictures, by the way.
Yeah, oh, I've collected just about all of them.
Pokemon.
There's like two left that I need to get. Two or three. But yeah, it's pretty cool. So yeah, that would be good for AEW to team up with DC so they can get some more crossover stuff.
I mean, what's it called? Samoa Joe was in, he was the shark thing in
Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad versus Justice League.
Yeah. Pretty cool stuff.
Yeah.
And back in TNA, like, congrats to Joe Hendry because he is reaching, oh my God, like, dude, new heights with this partnership. Sure.
Okay, so let's, before I jump into that, I mean, let's talk about overall. Like, it first started with Jordan Grace.
Yeah.
With the Royal Rumble.
It did.
And that was pretty cool.
That cannot be overlooked.
Yep. And then she came in months later into NXT to have a feud with the champion Roxanne Perez.
Yep.
She had a match before that with another wrestler from NXT, and she beat them, but she lost when it came to Roxanne Perez, which was still pretty cool to have her do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, what do we have? We had a NXT Battle Royal months later with all, like, a lot of NXT superstars with two TNA superstars, Joe Hendry and Kazarian. Which, that was amazing, even when he
came out.
Not
Kazarni.
Not Kazarni. Kazarian. I forgot how Santino says it, but it's funny how he says Kazarian.
Hmm.
Which was awesome. They threw him out quick, but they gave him a promo.
Yeah.
Which was humongous. And he's been
appearing ever since.
Yeah, because when he first came out, and like the whole little arena they had there.
Shaking.
they loved it. But I mean, then now you have Joe Hendry almost every week since. And then you had the, oh my gosh, Wes Lee with his former partners of the Rascals fighting Gallus, which that was cool. And then you have Charlie Dempsey going over to TNA and starting stuff with those guys. So it's awesome. And then now, like, Joe Hendry's like everywhere, everywhere. And this is humongous because he's going to be on the next pay-per-view for NXT, singing some of the songs. Because I don't know if you've been watching those videos of old Joe Hendry stuff. Like, oh, I fell down a well when it comes to Joe Hendry stuff. And you see all his independent stuff singing songs and stuff. It's like previous songs of, like known songs.
But covers.
He covers them and stuff like that. And some are really funny. And then he created his own one when he was going against Matt Cardona in TNA.
Yeah.
Making fun that he likes toys or whatever and stuff. It was funny. But I don't know what they're going to do with NXT, but they should let him do his own thing instead of trying to tell him what to sing about.
Yeah.
But I don't know what their end goal is. I read an interview, a script of Busted Open, and Bully Ray thinks that this deal, WWE is going to steal certain TNA superstars.
Oh, I'm sure it will. Because they're like, hey, why don't you guys, you know.
Jordan Grace for sure.
Yeah.
And Joe Hendry for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say for anyone else. I think they eventually need to do a thing where they have that. Who's that North American champion? That Oba guy or whatever, that big that big guy?
Yeah.
Because Moose said online, he was like, hey, talk to your boss. I'll talk to my boss so we can have a match together.
They should bring back the Worlds Collide takeover.
Dude, and that would be that with like a TNA. That would
be a perfect name. Yeah.
Oh, dude, hell yeah, I agree.
I mean, that fits.
Worlds Collide.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or even if they...
Power Man.
Even if they, yeah. Or even if they brought back War Games. You could do an NXT versus TNA kind of thing. I think that'd be fun.
Yeah, it would.
You know, first time in history, a co-pay-per-view.
And... Yeah. Which is humongous. Then also talk about another open, what's it called? Forbidden Door.
Mm-hmm.
AJ Styles is going to Pro Wrestling Noah.
Yeah.
And they're also about to send some of their NXT, two NXT stars to Pro Wrestling Noah.
Man, go
and
for
then
them.
I think someone from Noah is coming to the American Bash.
Hmm.
So if you think about it, it's kind of like the whole territory days.
And this is why it's good. This is why competition is good.
Like,
and
fuck you, Vince, for shutting shit down. Like, maybe it was good for business back in the day, being that dominant at some point.
Being that cutthroat and all that.
But I mean, way back in the day, territories, like, this guy's coming to this territory and this stuff. Like, Triple H and Shawn Michaels realized, like, let's bring that back.
Yeah.
In a sense.
And even Tony Khan has said in an interview, he's not closed to the idea of working with WWE. He'd be open to it if they approached.
I think that would be cool.
That would be cool.
Like, let's all work together to make it, like, because that was the
let's
one
make wrestling
company
fun.
That didn't want to do shit was WWE.
Mm-hmm.
And now WWE wants to play.
They would never acknowledge where the wrestler had been. It's like, it's been 7 years since we've seen him. Oh, where were they this whole time? You know, oh, we can't take that.
Yeah.
So... we'll see what the future holds.
I
want
to see Kenny Omega versus Seth Rollins.
It's possible. Anything's possible.
Yeah.
In WWE.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you have Predator technology.
Yes.
So, speaking of Predator technology, WWE 2K24 DLC has been announced, featuring such megastars like Pat McAfee. Everyone knows that. AJ Hawk. No clue. Boston Connor.
Oh, this is the guy that's from his podcast.
Darius Butler. No clue.
It's probably this guy's from his podcast.
And Ty Schmidt. Yes, it is. But I don't listen to that group, so I don't know who they are.
I don't listen to that shit. No.
So people going to be in the video game who are not wrestlers that not everyone's going to be familiar with should be interesting. Mm-hmm. That will be set to release July 31st.
I mean, shit, the last one before that, Post Malone was in it.
Malone. Watermelon. Final bit of Hot Topic news that I have, former WWE superstar Cameron Grimes is officially a free agent. And we did see...
Oh, his 90-day...
Yeah. We did see Jinder Mahal appear at a promotion not too long ago.
How long ago did he get released?
Over
90 days ago?
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Of course.
Yes.
Absolutely.
He's in GCW.
Somewhere.
Also, Matt Hardy signed some... dates
limited dates with GCW, so more worlds colliding.
Yeah, and going back to TNA, the Hardys or Matt Hardy has let be known that they want the tag titles.
We want the gold stuff.
Sure, give them a run in TNA with the tag titles. I'm fine with it. So
yeah.
Whatever.
Nostalgia hack.
Yeah, do their nostalgia stuff for a little bit before they retire.
They
I mean, I don't know if they're trying to get with WWE.
They're trying to get back to
do
WWE.
A final run.
Trying to get back to WWE
well,
so they can go into the Hall of Fame.
They would like to have a run at the NXT titles.
That's nice.
Titles.
Just so they can win all the belts and say that they did it.
We're the only ones who did it. We did TNA. They did it back in the day. They got the old ECW.
They never got the AEW tag titles though.
That's true.
They were Ring of Honor.
Ring of Honor.
But they were never AEW.
Wow. and other organizations I never heard of.
Mm-hmm.
And they do that proclamation of gold or whatever
they
call it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
So there you go. You got any other wrestling news in the world?
I think. All I know is I believe in Joe Hendry.
Yeah.
I'll go back
say
to that real quick.
His name and
I think it's humongous appears. For that dude.
I believe in Joe Hendry.
If you get a chance, go listen to the interview between Chris Van Vliet and Joe Hendry.
Yeah.
And how he breaks down it. Yeah, and just everything in general. It's a good listen to.
Well, since we're out of the wrestling chatter, you excited for Deadpool?
Oh my God, yes.
You've been trying to avoid spoilers.
The crazy
as much
part
as
is I have to wait at least a week.
Yeah.
So
that's gonna be difficult.
Oh, for sure, man. And I'm gonna stay off of social media and staying off social media is fine, but staying off of YouTube.
So what day are y'all going on this vacation?
Tomorrow.
Dang. I was gonna say like you hold off and just like go see it like early morning in the theater, but it'll be Friday whenever it's released.
So I'm gonna stay off it because okay.
Or while you're up there, go see it in the early morning. Just be like, hey. Hey, I gotta run to the store. I'll be back in like
run to the store. No.
I'll be back in like 3 hours.
Yeah, for sure.
Watch the kids.
Okay, so Daniel knows this about me, but y'all may not. But like, I like to spoil stuff for myself.
Yes,
you do. But it doesn't ruin it for me. I get excited, you know. But this is like the
That ruins the excitement though for me.
Well, for
like,
you,
for me, like yeah. What?
It just gets me more.
Why
pumped.
Would you want to be spoiled on something? Like, cause like. Wouldn't you rather be surprised? Like,
I mean, yes.
Like say the Royal Rumble. Say the Royal Rumble. We were kind of shocked when Jordan Grace appeared.
It gives you that good feeling. Yes,
but
I get that.
Would you be as shocked if they announced beforehand, oh, by the way, Jordan Grace is going to be in the Royal Rumble?
I don't know. Because there's a difference between certain things that I'm like, about
or like
things I really like, you
okay,
know what I mean?
So hypothetically, in next year's Royal Rumble, if you know, right before the Royal Rumble starts, Michael Cole is like, "Ladies and gentlemen, get ready for the next men's Royal Rumble." By the way, Joe Hendry's going to be in it.
I think that'll be. Well, that also goes back if WWE uses. Sorry, it's a technicality.
But
if
when
you
when
Kenny
you have
Omega,
rather
if,
like, would you have Kenny rather Omega. They keep it a surprise?
Yeah, it makes it feel better. But like. I just something I can't explain about like there's so many times I spoiled myself on it. I'm like I get so excited, but yeah. It doesn't like oh I can't believe I did that to myself. It's just a weird thing that's happened to me. But for this situation, I am avoiding spoilers because I want to go in blind.
So,
well, I have watched.
So nobody go to his Instagram page, @abear_mode, and spoil Deadpool. Don't do that. Don't go to that page, @abear_mode.
I will never do this shit again, and I'll keep spoiling myself for the rest. I'm like, these fuckers did it to me. So guess what? Fuck you. I'm going back to how I was doing it before.
Do not spoil it by going to his Instagram page, @abear_mode, commenting on a picture.
Don't spoil it for me, Noah.
Don't do it.
And whoever else is listening.
Don't like it.
But no, I am. And like, okay. I know a lot of people are not watching the trailers, but it's something official by the studio. So I've watched the trailers. Anything that's not official that comes out.
Yeah.
I will not watch. But I did get pissed because I was waiting for tomorrow to get off of everything. But stupid fucking Sideshow Collectible toys.
Sideshow Bob.
Which I like Sideshow Collectibles because they have good figures. They spoiled some of the characters on there and I got fucking pissed.
Womp womp.
So I'm off today. I'm after that
done.
I'm done.
Done with social media.
Which is it's gonna be hard for YouTube. It really is.
Just don't open YouTube.
I won't. I'm not going to.
Good.
So I mean no, I'm super excited about the movie.
Yeah.
Just the possibilities. I did watch some videos of the non spoiler stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Saying that what you saw in the trailers is nothing compared to what the movie has.
So my wife and I were originally going to go out of town this weekend, but those plans had to be postponed. So it's looking like October when we'll get to do that. So I get off of work if I choose to work on Friday around noon.
Mm-hmm.
So I might try and see if my wife wants to go see Deadpool before like the late evening crowds and like we can go and try and be one of the first to see it.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and convince her. Like, hey, since our trip's a bust, do you want to go see Deadpool? Go check that out.
So another thing.
Is in a dark room and watch the moving picture show?
Moving picture show. One thing, because I know, okay, Noah's going to see it tomorrow night.
Noah.
So I think that's.
I don't want to see it
at Tinseltown. But, dude, there's so many different popcorn buckets for this.
I want the popcorn
bucket. I am nervous by the time I see it, they won't have them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to try to give money to Noah tomorrow night. I don't know which one it would be.
Is he going to like midnight showing or something? Or are they even doing that?
No, they do it earlier now. It's not midnight. It's like.
What the hell? Where's our invite?
Well, I'm not going. I don't know. Ask him.
He never even asked us. That greedy motherfucker.
Well, Noah always goes the night it comes out. He always does that with like almost every movie.
Fucking Noah.
But I'm going to try to see if I can give him money. So, because I don't know which one it is. Because you have the Wolverine one where he has the big mouth and you have to put your hand in his mouth.
That's another one. AMC.
That's AMC.
Yeah.
So
Cinemark, which is the one we have, is the cowl.
The cowl.
Yeah.
And there's another one with the car.
Yeah. With Deadpool sitting on a car.
There's
a taxi cab.
There's also a cup.
Yes.
With the characters, and the straw has Deadpool sitting on that, too.
Those are Cinemark, I believe.
I'm like, oh, my gosh, look at all this merch. I'm like, give me all the merch. I really want the cow one. I wouldn't mind the one with the big-ass gaping mouth. Shove your hand in Wolverine's mouth to pick up some popcorn.
Yeah.
I'll probably end up buying that one offline, the big popcorn one.
Claptrap phone
Dude,
holder.
I want that. Wait, is that one already up for order? Oh, no, they have the popcorn bucket of Claptrap. Whoa! Is that a bookend, but for popcorn holder?
Looks like it.
I'm going to be buying a lot of shit.
You're going to be spending so much money.
Is it already on there? Can you
buy it? It's a pre-sale. It's coming out mid-November. But you can order it now. Deadpool and Wolverine Dogpool 6-pin set. Hell yeah.
Don't look at it. It may tell you other characters.
Dogpool.
Well, we know Dogpool's in the trailer. But
you don't look.
That's not ruining anything. Is that a
bobblehead?
Oh my gosh, look at all this merch.
Bobblehead gifts.
Okay, tell them where you can find this.
No.
Okay,
I'm getting it myself.
Well, don't look for it because we want all the merch. Hey, go to the second page.
I'm gatekeeping all that shit.
Yeah, do that. Oh. I want that bookend or whatever that's called.
Look at that.
It's not for books, though, but it's for popcorn, if I understand it.
Oh, that looks badass.
So I assume because the picture has him up with the cow that he wears in the movie. Thanks for spoiling that motherfucker.
Grr.
Yeah, go to the second page. What is that called? That's a popcorn. That's a tin?
It's a popcorn tin with characters. 130 ounce.
Yeah, I'm going to buy that and put that in my office.
That's big. That's big.
Oh, my God. I want it. So there's more shirts.
T-shirts.
Is there another website from a different company, AMC or whatever, you can buy their stuff online? We're just, like, looking at this stuff live.
Yeah, we're recording this.
Well, I don't care. It has some cool stuff, and if you're into Deadpool and Wolverine, it's cool, and you should know about it, and we're going to look at it. Those are the ones I was talking about, those cups.
Yeah. The gripper cups?
Yeah, we're looking at the AMC shop now.
$32.99 for a set of two.
What else you got? What is that one?
Don't look.
Oh, that's a standee?
Yep.
There's the popcorn. Oh, that's a light mask. That's a light.
That's cool. Oh, look at that coffee cup.
Ooh, I like that coffee cup.
That's a nice coffee cup.
So like, are we really listening to this podcast? This guy's just talking about...
You guys go ahead. We're done.
Yeah, we'll see you later.
Okay, and then they got t-shirts.
Yeah.
Man, they're really trying to make Dogpool happen.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to have a Dogpool movie.
Yeah. We'll see.
With Crypto.
Crypto.
The Super Dog.
Yeah.
Marvel and DC.
All right. That's all I got. Go enjoy Deadpool, everyone. Keep trying. Try not to spoil it for people.
Yeah, because if you spoil me, I'll never do this shit again.
Mine's going to be TikTok. I know I'm going to get spoiled on it, so like I have to go watch it.
I kind of revert it back to not going to TikTok anymore.
Yeah, I've noticed. I'm having to send you TikToks back through the chat again. Anyways, that'll do it for us this week. Hopefully, we'll get back together pretty soon, maybe not a month from now. If you have any questions, feel free to leave it on our Facebook page, MS Podcast. If you want to spoil Deadpool, go to Instagram, abear_mode, and make sure to comment all
go
the spoilers.
To the motherfucking butthole.
MF Butthole on Twitter. Is that even still active?
I don't know.
Okay. Check us out on WrestlingNewsSource.com, WrestlingNewsSource.com on Facebook, subscribe to our show on iTunes by searching Wrestling News Source Podcast.
We're not on Stitcher because Stitcher doesn't exist, but we're on Amazon Music and Spotify. Just search Wrestling News Source Podcast, and I gotta go pee.
Go pee. For the podcast crew, I am Daniel Heron.
I'm Tyler Eber.
And we will catch you guys later.
Eber.